The legendary Queensland corruption fighter Tony Fitzgerald has delivered a withering assessment of the incoming Liberal National Government, saying its ambitions exceed its talents. The prominent QC changed the course of Queensland politics with the revelations that came from the Fitzgerald inquiry in the 1980s. He's been highly critical of the Labor government in the past, but now he's turned his sights on the LNP, particularly over its appointment of people with links to the LNP to senior positions. Matt Wordsworth reports.
It's been 20 years since Tony Fitzgerald handed down his report from the eponymous inquiry that unearthed a level of police and political corruption that shocked a nation. To coincide with the anniversary, Griffith University has launched a lecture in his honour, and the former Supreme Court Justice was back passing judgment on another administration.
I wasn't going to speak, but the temptation was too great. As you know, Queensland recently overwhelmingly rejected another failed government and elected a new group of politicians with ambitions which, if history is a guide, might exceed their talents and their experience.
He says the magnitude of the LNP win increases the risk of maladministration and says it's not necessarily an endorsement of Mr. Newman or the party.
One of the deceptions politicians use to distort the Westminster system is the theory of the so-called mandate. A person compelled to choose between two unsatisfactory options who rejects one does not necessarily endorse the other. A condemned person required to choose between hanging and a firing squad does not, by preferring one method, support his execution by the other.
Mr. Fitzgerald then took aim at the entire Westminster system, saying it allows politicians, once elected, to pursue their own self-interest.
However, self-interest makes it unlikely that political parties and politicians who benefit from the current system will initiate real change. Their likely mindset is that it's their turn.
He then backed that up with a veiled reference to the appointments made by Campbell Newman already. This week, the Premier has hand-picked former Liberal MP Michael Caltabiano to become Director-General of the Department of Transport and Main Roads, and former Federal Treasurer Peter Costello to look over the state's finances.
And the jobs for the boys' gravy train has already started. That's a shame.
The makeup of the Newman administration is close to being finalised, with another key appointment announced this morning. Fiona Simpson is set to become Queensland's first female Speaker of Parliament. The Sunshine Coast-based MP says it wasn't a position she was seeking.
No, and I had been expecting to go into the ministry, but to be offered this opportunity is actually fantastic. And the Parliament, as we know, has always been an important institution, but I think it's very important that we establish that the Parliament, as it stands, regardless of the numbers on the floor, is independent of the executive. It has a role in Queensland that is vital for ensuring that people have confidence in government and confidence in the systems.
The Premier says the campaign was marred by personal attacks and wants Parliament to be more dignified. Ms. Simpson says despite a whopping majority, she also wants it to be fair.
This comes down to what I was saying about the importance of ensuring that the House is independent of the executive. We ensure that all members of Parliament, regardless of whether they are with one side of the political ledger or the other, mm-hmm. abides by those rules. It has to be fair. People want it to be fair, and that's what I will be tasked in ensuring that that occurs.
The rest of Campbell Newman's cabinet will be announced shortly, but it's believed it will hold disappointment for some shadow ministers who are expected to fail to make the transition to ministerial leather.
Matt Wordsworth reporting.